Genesis chapter 17 in verse 1. If your prayer request has been prepared, please get them. God will be honoring his word here. On Sunday, we'll be spending some time in the service to intercede. We'll be giving you an announcement tomorrow for all of you who need prayer, personal prayer, ministration. We'll give you an announcement tomorrow evening so that you will maximize this period. Every devil that has made life unbearable for you, we refuse to let his existence continue in your life. He is free to exist anywhere else but where? Not in your life. God bless that. Several years ago, Pastor Dickin Benzela behind the sound did a song. And the title of the song is No Vacancy. He said, I've got a brand new sign, a big bold letter, stand hanging at the door of my heart. He said, the devil came in looking for a place to come in. He said, listen, there's already something at my door saying, no vacancy. If you are looking for somebody to molest in 2014, no vacancy. Somebody to humiliate in 2014. Somebody to put in a state of confusion and stupor. You are coming to the wrong person. Somebody shout, no vacancy. If poverty is knocking on anybody's door, borrowing, no vacancy this year. But my status has changed. Have you updated your status? Concerning your finances, what are you saying on your status now? You are a what now? I didn't hear you. Did somebody say I'm a borrower or something? See, that is also a relative statement. To call yourself a millionaire is a relative statement. My son looked at my wife and I and he said, Daddy, he said, I want my mother's business to move to another level. He said, so that my mother can begin to have millions. And then from millions, she'll go to trillions. Billions. And then from billions, she'll go to trillion. And that was how much I knew. That is how far I can imagine as a scientist. And then my son now said, Daddy, she can go from trillion to gazillion. I said, Ga what? He said, Daddy, don't you know that there's something called gazillion? I said, the school you went to is different from my own. If in primary school he knows gazillion, and after graduating from the university, I'm just getting to hear it. The part of your children are better than your own. Some of you just even got to hear what gazillion is. So don't just say I'll be a millionaire, because even a millionaire in Naira is relative. Just say to yourself, I will be a lender. Do you know what it takes to lend to nations? That's what you should be thinking about. You don't lend millions to nations. They don't need that. What would they use that to build? And somebody said, well, Pastor, are we not making ourselves happy by calling ourselves what we are not? That's what the Bible, that's exactly what the Bible says we should be doing. We call ourselves, we call those things that be not, so that indeed they can. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, quickly. Lord, you will help me today. I need your help. Are you enjoying yourself in this prayer and fasting? Fantastic. Verse 1, Genesis chapter 17. I'll only read one verse because of my time. And we're going to do it together after the count of two. One, two, go. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Can we do that one, two again? And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Father, we pray for the blessing on your word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please help me touch your neighbor and tell the person you serve an all-sufficient God. Turn to somebody else and say, I serve an all-sufficient God. You may be seated. God bless you. In the course of prayer, one of the things the Lord said to me at 2:10 p.m. today was that I'll be visiting and helping someone who is tired of trying but can't seem to help himself or herself out of the present situation or condition. So tonight is about God helping people who are tired of trying but can't change their situations and condition. Tonight is about God helping such people. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And some of you are here who have projects to carry out, but what you have is not sufficient. God wants to help such people tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. A story you all know, I've preached on El Shaddai before, but I'm bringing a different twist to it. So get the CD on El Shaddai that I preached before. The story in question is a story about a man called Abraham. Abraham was that man that God called at the age of 75, basic Bible studies. God called him at the age of 75 and God gave him a promise. God said to him, I will make you great. God said to him, I will make you this, I will make you that. And I know God has saw some persons here that he will make you this, he will make you that. God told him, I will give you this, I will give you that. I'm sure some persons are here too. God has told, I will give you this, I will give you that. Is there anybody like that? God has told, I will make you, I will give you. Wave your hands at me. I will give you a house. I will give you a husband. I will give you a wife. Abraham was like that. God told him, I will make you. God told him, I will give you. Everything God told Abraham, the Bible says, particularly with reference to a child, the Bible made us understand that after 11 years of waiting, it's easy to wait on the Lord for 3 months. It's easy to wait on the Lord for 6 months. But it's not an easy thing to wait for 6 years. Talk more about or talk less about 11 years. Abraham, for 11 years, Abraham was waiting on the Lord for this promise to come through. The Bible makes us understand that at the age of 86, exactly 11 years after Abraham had waited on the Lord, Sarah, his wife, called him and said, sweetheart, this thing that God has told us, it's taking time for this thing to come to pass. We've been waiting for this result. We've been waiting for this breakthrough. Like some people will call it in Nigerian language today, they say prophecies are hanging. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? The prophecy that God gave to us is still what's up. It's hanging. We are yet to see the fulfillment of everything God has told us. He sent Melchizedek to us. Melchizedek too came to announce that we are blessed. We are yet to see it. In Genesis chapter 15, Abraham, you made a sacrifice unto God. And God came down and walked in the midst of the sacrifice and made a covenant with you. We thought that by making that covenant, the next day Sarah will conceive. God came, the promise was not yet fulfilled. Melchizedek came, we're yet to see the promise being fulfilled. And so Sarah said, 11 years of waiting is not a joke. And so at the age of 86, so Abraham and 76, so Sarai, they both decided that having gotten tired of waiting, and somebody is already tired of waiting, they decided to help God. They decided to help God by seeking for solution to their problem outside the will of God. The most important thing is for me to have the breakthrough. How I get it does not necessarily matter. You will get to understand later in life that getting a breakthrough is not as important in the sight of God as how you got it. Because the Bible says they asked for it and they got what they were looking for, and after it entered their hands, the Bible says, and I sent leanness into their bones. Meaning a man can get what he's looking for and eventually invite something different into his own life that is more difficult or more problematic than the problem that he wanted to be solved before. So the solution they went for by trying to help God. Now listen, let me say something here. You see, while you are trying to help God, the truth is that God is trying to help you. You were trying to help God, but God is trying to help you. So they went out for solution. And you know the funny thing about the solution they went for, my pastor, was the fact that it came quickly.
Did you get what I just said right now? Waiting on God has taken 11 years. But one night of meeting with a woman called Hagar, one night, the solution came. God's own has taken 11 years. Man's way, one night. How fast it came does not justify how authentic it is. And never judge the fact that a breakthrough has arrived. Never use that to judge the fact that it is going to be enduring. Because you will come to understand that although Hagar came first, Hagar was going to become the last ultimately. They got what they wanted. And it came so quickly. Unfortunately, as soon as Hagar entered the house of Abraham, God stepped out of the house. So sometimes you may get what you are looking for and lose what you truly need. And when God decided to step out of their house, God decided to step out for 13 solid years. At 86, they got Ishmael. At 86, they lost God. And you know what God did for them? God decided not to show up for 13 years until the situation became critical. Now, don't forget this. Please, don't forget this. Because Romans chapter 4 came to open my eyes to see it. That even though Abraham had gotten Ishmael, it got to a point once, in a point where Sarah looked and said, Kai, cast away this bond woman with her child. This is not what I went for. Ah! She said, straight out, I thought it would be this. Sweetheart, unfortunately, I've invited into my life what can never be removed again. Because go west, go east, he will still be called the child of Abraham. She says, sweetheart, we may not be able to change the future, but we can change the present. This guy can't stay in my house anymore. But Sarah, this is what you want. And then Sarah replies, she says, it's what I want, but it's no more what I need. Does anybody know about the story of Midas Touch here? How many of you have read Midas' story? Midas Touch. Whatever he touched, Do you know how he sought for that power? Do you know what it took him to get that power? Do you know how he prayed, how he wished that he would get the power to make sure that anything he touches turns to water? And he got the power, what he wanted. One day, mistakenly, what did he eventually touch? Talk to me. His only daughter. And the daughter too turned to gold. And the man said, he went back to the place who empowered him, who endured him. I said, sorry, sir, can you please check? He said, no, you can't reverse it. You wanted to be able to touch everything and turn it to gold. Your daughter too is part of it. If you're in this country, you know that people have gone for all manner of things to get power to become wealthy. But you know at the expense of what? So they got what they wanted. And God stepped out of their lives. And for 13 years, God will not speak to them. At the 13th year, which was the 89th year of Abraham, Sarah was at that point 79 years old. At this point, Sarah's womb had become dead. What that means is that her womb has collapsed. Her womb has collapsed. Not only that, Sarah's hormones could no longer function as it normally functions for a woman who is expected to carry. So eggs can no longer be produced. So her body was considered what, sir? Dead. If there was hope in Abraham, will have had a reason to smile. Unfortunately also, on Abraham's end, the Bible also makes us understand that Abraham also, his body too, was what, sir? Was dead. The funny thing about Abraham is that at this stage, Abraham does not have sufficient sperms. First, they don't exist. Not talk about sufficient. But for the sake of just being nice, let's put it this way, that Abraham did not have sufficient sperms. Amongst us men, one of the major challenges with an average African man today is what we call low sperm count. And it's not just Africa. It's around the world. And that's because of the work rate of men, using of tight pants and all kinds of funny things. So it's been found. Sperm count dropping among men. Only God knows where it's escaping to. Dropping. So you see a mature, and you know the funny thing is that you can't know. By looking at a man, you think you can't know. Sperm count is not the absence of erection. A man can have erection and doesn't have sperm count. The sperm count can become, if you can have a situation where there's no, not just low, no sperm count. No count. You can't count. There's nothing to count. And the thing doesn't spare anybody. Christians are having it. Bishops are having it. At this point, Abraham was at no sperm count. To say no sperm count is a good language. There was no sperm. Not talk about to count. So there was insufficiency. Say with me, insufficiency. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. There was insufficiency on the side of Abraham. So even if the womb of Sarah was okay, the husband had insufficiency. And then on the side of Sarah, if her womb was strong, I mean on the side of Abraham, if Abraham had sperms and Sarah's womb cannot carry, what's that going to amount to? So on both sides, you have insufficiency in the woman, insufficiency in the man. Her womb was not sufficiently strong enough to carry a baby because it has collapsed. Her hormones were no more sufficient to be able to produce the kind of eggs that would cause a woman to conceive. So insufficiency on the side of Sarah, insufficiency on the side of Abraham. At this point, where the both of them came to a stage where the man was insufficient and the woman was insufficient. The Bible says it was at this period that God decided to stroll in. I like my father. We call it the zero factor. The mystery of the zero factor, Reverend Shambach would call it. How that God will always want you to get to your crown level before God shows up. How that when you come to report to God and tell God that Lazarus is sick, that's not an interesting story yet. So God will hang around, play around until the news will come that Lazarus is what's up? Dead. Zero factor. Some of you are angry over the fact that you are calling on God and God is not showing up when the case is sick. His interest is for the case to die. Jairus came to Jesus and he said, "Master, please, my daughter lies at home at the point of water." She's at home at the point. And the Bible said when Jesus Christ was going up, a woman came and touched him at the hem of his garment. Jesus, this is not the time to talk to anybody. Somebody's daughter is sick. Jesus turned back. He said, "Who touched me?" "Oh, my daughter, come." Jesus, it's not the time to be talking. The Bible said while he was speaking, meaning that was what delayed him. While he was speaking, word came from the house of the man saying, "Sir," because he was busy talking to this woman, "the child at home has died." And then as soon as Jesus heard that, he knew the father was going to be discouraged. So Jesus said to the father, he said, "Calm down. That's exactly what I was waiting for. Fear not. I always like cases to get to this level before I show up." I came to introduce somebody to God tonight. I came to tell somebody who thought you at your worst. I came to let you know that this is the good time, the best time for God to be glorified. And so God waited for their wombs to shut down, for the sperm counts to drop, two of them insufficient. Now, but don't forget this, sir. The Bible says Abraham kept on giving glory to God. What does that mean, sir? Uncle Sam, what that tells you is that even though Sarah's womb has shut down, even though Abraham's body was dead, Abraham still had the hope that God will still give them a child. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? That's why the Bible says, who against hope believed in hope. Now, that's a very strong statement there. Against hope. What is against hope here? He said, my body is dead. Sarah's body is dead. But as we look up to somebody called El Shaddai, there's still hope, even though there is no hope. Does that make sense to anybody here? Who against hope still believes in hope? There is hope. I know there's no hope, but there is hope. Now, it depends on what you are looking at. Looking at Sarah's body, looking at my body, there's no hope. But as I turn to the hills, from whence cometh my help, as I turn to the maker of the universe, as I turn to the sustainer of the world, I turn to Sarah, no hope. I turn to my body, no hope. But as I turn to the Most High God, as I turn to the one who spans the heavens, as I turn to the one who is the governor of the universe, the one who sits upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants of the earth are like grasshoppers before him. As I stand before him, that the Bible says he commanded and it was so. He decreed and it stood fast. As I stand before him, I say there is hope. But as I look at the problem, there is no hope. Who against hope believed in hope? Hope is a virtue. So how do you believe in hope? Against hope, you believe in hope. Hope is a virtue. Now what Abraham was saying is this. Although there is no hope as a virtue, it said, God is my hope. Am I talking to anybody here? And so the Bible says, against hope, he believed in hope that God was able to perform what God has said. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he told you, he will bring it to pass. For so shall my word be that has gone forth from my mouth. It doesn't return to me void. It must accomplish the purpose of which I sent it. If I told you in the secret, it will happen in the public. What I told you 1999, I'd not change my mind. What I told you 2004, I'd not change my mind. What I told you 2006, I'd not change my mind. While you were in the car, on your way to Benin, on your way to Ore, what I whispered to you, you wrote it down. I'd not change my mind. Situations may have changed. Circumstances may have changed. Hope may have been lost. People may have walked away from your life. But I will not walk away from my word. I will bring it to pass. What I said I will do, I will do. What I said you will be, you will be. Where I said you will get to, you will get to. Can somebody shout a yes in the house of... We walk it together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so he said, I like this, sir. He said, I know your body is dead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know the things that likira shumataya. Papa, so what would you do if you're told you're going to have a child and what you will use to get the child dies? I'm going to break it down for somebody to catch it now. What would you do if we stand there and God speaks to you and say you're going to become a multimillionaire and tomorrow you lose your job? The first thing you would throw away is the prophecy you just had. But Abraham said, against hope, I just lost a job. But God said I will be a millionaire. Which one do I hold on to now? I just lost the job. That's the truth. Or that's a fact. But the truth is that God said, I'm going to be a millionaire. And truth is superior to fact. Truth is superior to fact. The truth of the matter is that fact is visible. Fact is real. But on the same hand also, truth is real, but truth may not be visible. However, I understand that truth superimposed on fact will convert facts to become truths. But facts can never turn truth to become facts. Oh, come on, Lord Jesus. Am I talking to anybody here? And so can we walk it together now? Okay, so fact is real. Pastor, don't play games on me. The truth of the fact is that I've just lost the job. But the truth is that God said I will be a millionaire. Okay, so there's a conflict now. Pastor, can you forget about the millionaire talk? Can we talk about job? Because without a job, I can't become a millionaire. Am I talking to somebody here? Pastor, without a womb that is working, I can't have a baby. Without sperms, I can't have a baby. Without erection, I can't have a baby. Without a job, I can't become a millionaire. Well, you're about to learn a lesson so strong from God. You are about to learn from the Most High God that it doesn't need erection for there to be impregnation. You are about to learn from the Most High God that it does not need your seed in order to bless you with a baby. You're going to learn from God that it doesn't need your job in order to change your life. Can somebody shout a big yes in the house? Because I'm speaking to somebody here, sir. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. There's somebody under the sound of my voice who is hopeless, depressed, and he can show the way you're looking right now. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? There's somebody who is depressed, downcast. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. For I will look up to the hills. From where, sir? From whence cometh my word, sir? My help cometh from where? My help cometh from where? From Aso Rock. From my job. From my brother. From a senator. From an uncle. Anya, 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 anya. No. My help cometh from above. From the God who made the heavens and the earth. Somebody shout, God! I'm not sure. Let's get down to the word here because we're going to get it here. So here we are, Pastor. Somebody has been told by God. Somebody was. You know, just like Pastor, when the Lord told me, he said, you're going to have a church in a location in Abuja. You remember that in the early church? This was about 10, 11 years ago. The Lord said, you're going to have a church in a part of the city that's accessible to by all the metroplex. Pastor, did I print it or not? I print it on our newsletter. No church, no money for land. I printed where God is taking our church to. No land. You have money, you have land. You don't have money, you don't have to talk about land. Now, to make matters worse, by the time I studied the church, we were doing prophetic service. And the people that were coming for prophetic service were elderly people who have money. When we now started Sunday service, coppers. Coppers, sir, will finish collecting offering, and the demand on the offering is superior to the offering. So distribution after service was not a joke, because we needed to sustain coppers. But we saw a future in them. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? And the question is this: if God says we will have a church in a location accessible to by all the metroplex, it will cost money to do it. How much do you have in the account today? The fact on ground says, Pastor Isaiah, Pastor Sam, Pastor Sunday, all of you should head towards Kuje. You will get land of 500,000 naira there. That's where your church, looking at the facts, don't pursue your dream. And that's why you've given up on your dream, because of the facts. The facts on the ground have convinced you that your future is not possible. And so, Pastor, I did something, and you may not know why. Have you noticed that I would rather ask for church attendance, and from time to time, I may just ask for church finances, because I have never allowed myself to pursue any project based on available resources in the church. Because I understand that facts are real, but facts are not the truth. I understand the facts are visible. The truth may not be, but the truth has the capacity to produce visible results. Am I helping anybody here tonight? Please help me touch your neighbor and say, go for it. Now help me tell somebody, say it's still possible. Go for it. Your dream is still possible. That vision is still possible. What God told you is still possible. What God says you will do is still possible. You can still build that house. The reason you've not built it is because you are looking at the facts. The reason you've not taken a step is because you are looking at the facts. Facts are real. Truth is also real. But truth is superior reality. Fact is inferior reality. The report you got from the doctor is a fact. There are viruses in your body. That's a fact. It's a fact that your kidney is about to collapse. It's a fact. Because the machine brought out the result. It's a fact. It's a fact. That report is a fact. That high blood pressure is a fact. That blood disease is a fact. It's a fact. That you have HIV is a fact. It's a fact. Hepatitis B is a fact. But the question is, haven't known the fact, can we check out for the truth? That's real. The fastest way to kill yourself is to deny reality. That fact is real. But you don't live by facts. So you come to the truth. And so what does the truth say? Psalm 103 verse 3. Who forgiveth all your iniquities and healeth all your diseases. He sent forth his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. And his word, he led them and delivered them from all their destruction. Isaiah chapter 58, thereabout, the Bible talks about the Father. He himself bore upon himself all our disease and infirmity, and by his stripes we are made whole. Second Peter confirms that. And on you go through scripture. And the Bible tells you that he bore upon himself all our pains. And by now, that is the truth. He himself took the fact. I'm not through with you yet. I'm not told you yet. He himself took the fact. And what did he do with it? He nailed it to the cross. Nailed it. Listen to me. What you are feeling right now as I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, what you are feeling in your body is just a symptom. I have just cursed the root of that disease. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will soon go to the hospital and run a check, and you will get a report that cancels the fact. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tidy up in a few minutes. Now listen. And so the Bible says that Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's body was dead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Abraham's body dead. Insufficient. Sarah's body insufficient. His body is insufficient to provide sperms. Her body is insufficient to carry baby. Insufficiency versus insufficiency. But the Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing fully well that God is able. Say with me, God is able. Yes, 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 God is able. Alvin Slaughter sang it. He said, God is able. Is that okay now? So Abraham was persuaded. Please say persuaded. Yes, he was persuaded that the God who has spoken the thing is able to bring it to pass. Even though the situation on ground points to the negative, the situation is telling me right now that the man that could have helped me to be able to get to where I'm going to, they just sacked the man. The man that should have been able to recommend me, they just fired the man. The uncle that should have been able to help me just died. Against hope, the Bible says he believed in hope, knowing that God was able to bring to pass what God has said. My body dead, yet I believe in God that I will still carry my baby, because God does not need what God created in order for God to do what God wants to do. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Oh yes, God created fallopian tubes for man. He created eggs for men. He created sperms for human being. But when God is ready to put a baby in the womb of a woman, the story of Mary has taught you a lesson that God can put a sperm, a baby in the womb of a woman without even breaking a hymen. Somebody shout, God is able! You're not saying it like you meant it. Say, my God is able. Say like you meant it. Say, my God is able. I came to tell you, wonder God, and you better be alive here today. I came to tell you that the dream to own your own talk show, that dream will come to pass. The dream to write your book, that dream will come to pass. The dream to own your house, that dream will come to pass. The dream to travel abroad for your masters, that dream will come to pass. The dream to fund your projects, that dream will come to pass. Hey, every fact may be against you, but because God is for you, I decree by the Spirit of God that you will see the reality of your expectations. You will see the reality of your expectations. If you serve a living God, let me have a big amen in the house of God. Let me have a big amen in the house of God. So Abraham, so I begin to close. Abraham was at this state of insufficiency. But keep giving praise to God. Please don't miss this, don't miss this. Don't stop praising God because the facts are contrary. They said, you said. They just showed me, but you also showed me. They just told me, but you also told me. In fact, you are still telling me. They are telling me, you are telling me. They are showing me, you are showing me. It's tension. 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 It can tear you apart. It can tear you apart. If you are the type that likes to look at the facts, the reality is that you may never be able to walk with the truth. And the Bible didn't say you shall know the facts. It said you shall know the truth. Not the facts. Not the facts. Not the facts. Not the fact. The fact is that you don't have a car. The truth is that many are coming your way. I'm prophesying right now. The fact is that you are living in a squatter apartment. But the truth is that your house is on its way to your house. The fact is that you don't have a job yet. But the truth is that you are not just going to get a job. You will end up becoming an employer of labor. Maybe I'm praying for about four of you right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The fact is that right now, life is unbearable for you. The truth, however, is that life is going to be the most comfortable thing you have ever enjoyed. The fact is always antagonistic to the truth. I'm about to drop a bombshell right now. Pastor, there's always a tension between the fact and the truth. Between situation and revelation. Between physical reality and spiritual reality. Between natural reality and supernatural reality. There's always a tension. And somebody's in that tension right now. The fact is that you are 30 something and you are not married. The truth is that 2014 will not end without you having a husband. If you thought I just encouraged you, then you have missed it. I'm speaking as I'm seeing pictures. By now you should understand how I flow in my prophetic. Is that okay? The fact is that right now as I speak, you're a single. It has not yet even appeared. All the facts are contrary to the fact that you can be married this year. The truth, however, is clear that 2014 shall not end without you having a husband, a wife. He will set the single in a solitary home. In a home. He will set the solitary in a home. He will set a solitary in a home. Tension. Facts. Truth. Look at where I'm living. I'm living in Karimu. I'm living in Yaya. Maybe this is what my life will look like. Maybe this is how I die. And that's how some of you are not happy The reason you are depressed, the reason you are sad, is because you are studying the facts. The reason you are not happy is because your eyes are always where, sir? Facts. The reason you are not happy is because your eyes are always where, sir? Bishop Abiola told me something yesterday while we're together, and I shared with my pastors, but I saw a new light to that matter. He said that they said January comes from, the word January comes from, you know, Greeks were the one, the Gregorian calendar. Greeks were the ones that came up with the calendar. So they said they actually named January after a god called Janus. Did you hear what I said? I'm about to say something now. And that Janus actually happens to be a god that has two faces. One at the back, one at the front. That's why they call it January, the beginning of the year. When you should be able to use the face at the back to reflect and the face in the front to project. What that means is that look back at where God has brought you from. Look back at what you've overcome. But that is not, your life should not be facing back all the time. Having seen where you are coming from, you've seen the facts. When I look at the fact, they said, but the eye that takes you forward is in your front. What is the truth saying? Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? Somebody shout, it is possible. If you can't catch it here, I can't help you. Somebody shout, it is possible. Maybe I should dramatize it. I'm a tenant. But God said, I'm going to have Isaiah chapter 65. They shall build houses. Sir, so I am still backward though. Because what my prophetic destiny said, Kalu, is that I will build Rosa. Talk to me now. Which one?
House.
House. Eh? He said, I will build houses. And you are yet to build one. The road is still far. You have not yet met the expectation of. They shall what, sir? Please, this is not materialism. This is spirituality. Because your father cannot tell you you will build what will corrupt you. So it is the desire of your father that you today that is struggling to live in a house. The desire of your father is that you will build what, sir? Call it like it is your prophetic destiny. So, my eyes are on the truth. What God has said. That's what I meditate on daily. I don't keep my eyes here, sir. My eyes are not based on the facts. If it is a fact, when we were coming here, Pastor, we only had 2 million naira. Am I correct, sir? Maybe I should tell them. Are you aware that the gutter here, the gutter, Pastor Zaya, you put trick me, Pastor Seni, the gutter here, this gutter, just the gutter by our church here, they told me, Pastor, it should be 200,000 naira. We spent 1.6 million naira, or thereabout, to fix that gutter. By the time we were through with gutter and road, money has finished. So how, come build, let's see you. I went to God. I said, Father, you have to speak to me. Because it's a matter of shame. Because already I have announced that I will no more go back to where, sir? I said, I will never go back to Werner House to observe office hours until this thing is built. My new office became under the tree. Mrs. General Udo's wife is here. She will bring me kunu under the tree. Because I said, I will never return to the facts. My eyes have captured the truth. It may not be there physically, but it is superior to the fact. I was looking at a bush in my front, but I was seeing a building. We came in here. 3 months, we had the first building. 90 days. You remember the story of the 90 days? Building reached up, covered. We came in here. October of that year, we had a part of the building collapse. Eventually, everything had to go. October, everything went flat. November 5th, After we have brought engineers together to come and tell us what exactly should be done, having studied what happened, they said it will cost you so much. You're going to put stanchions all over the place. We said, whoa. How much would the stanchions alone cost? Unfortunately, at that time, sir, our body was dead. Church account dead. You know why? Every money coming into the church at that time, we're using it to beautify the church so that people can come in. And then we lost everything. All my video investment, cameras and everything went down. Equipment went down. And then I said, November 5. I said, they should dig the ground again. Let's start building. I said, dig the ground. And I told them. I said, you know what I told God? I said, you don't need to stress yourself. I said, this time around, we are building a bigger, more expensive thing. And I said, God told me this time you will not be coming to this place like you used to come before. That this is the time to sit at home. If they have any information, they should pass across to you at home. It takes somebody who's been compelled by the truth to ignore the facts. Came down here to make matters worse. God now said to me, no raising of funds. You will not raise funds. You will not preach on money. I called Pastor Isaac. I said, nobody in the committee must call on any rich person in this church for money. To make matters worse for Pastor Isaiah, I now gather some of the, so to say, rich people in the church. I gathered them to a meeting in my office. And I said to them, we're about to start building. And God said, nobody among you will be called. Pastor Isaiah's eyes popped open. Because he's a chairman and he must deliver a building to me in 4 months. Pastor, you want me to deliver a building? And you say I should not raise money. One day, Pastor Isaiah came and met me and said, Papa, has God not lifted the embargo? Papa... I said, why are you asking if God has lifted embargo? He said, sir, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to need stanchion. I said, is 2 weeks today? He said, no. I said, let's get to that 2 weeks. On the day it completes 2 weeks, if stanchions are not on ground, we shall ask God what to do. The beautiful thing was that you were all here, most of you. Before we get to any phase where we need materials, the materials are already on ground. Like that. And most of you were sitting under the tent, looking at the building, doing what? When we started, not a dime in the account. The fact says don't try it. The truth says move. Because what is about to produce the Isaac that will make you laugh? What is about to produce the Isaac is not in your hand. It's not coming from your hands. It's not coming from a man. It's coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Somebody shout El Shaddai. He will lift you up. I said, El Shaddai will lift you up. When El Shaddai came to meet Abraham, he said, Abraham, I need to introduce myself afresh to you, Abraham. But in a way that nobody has ever seen. Abraham, your body is dead now. You don't have sufficient sperm. Sarah's body does not sufficient strength. He said, that's all right, Abraham. I just came to let you know you should get ready because insufficiency plus insufficiency has met with all sufficiency. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Abraham, your wife is about to carry a baby. Abraham, you are about to impregnate your wife. And he said, the reason why that will happen is because I am the Almighty. Almighty. The word Almighty there means El Shaddai. The Nourisher. The many-breasted one. The strong one, the mighty one. But the one I like the most is the all-sufficient one. The one that needs nothing and will never need anything. The one you can't take anything from and reduce him. And the one you can't give anything to increase him. All-sufficient one. The one who never needs anything because he is all-sufficient and self-sufficient. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? He never tells you to do anything for his good. When you praise him, it is for your benefit, not for him. You don't praise and cause him to grow big. God never grows big, neither does God reduce. If you hear the Lord be magnified, it is not God physically magnified, but it is in your heart. Am I talking to somebody here? He does not need rice, neither does he need goat. If you ever hear that it is time for you to sow a seed, please don't think that they need it so that God can be supported or God can be helped in heaven. There is never lack in heaven. God is never in a state of lack. Your money can't help God because you belong to God. He owns you. If God needs your money and you don't want to give him, he will kill you and collect the money, because your breath is given to you by him. All you have come from him. For in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Your sustainability is by El Shaddai. Your existence is by El Shaddai. He kept you. He sustains. He upholds. The Bible says he upholds all things by the power of his word. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Somebody shout El Shaddai. All sufficient ones. All sufficient one. The one who spans the heavens. You cannot see the end of the cloud. You cannot count the number of the clouds. You cannot count the number of the waters in the skies. Neither can you count the ones in the ocean. Because he is a God that is plenteous in everything. He is all sufficient. He said if he ever has a need, he will not knock on your door. Because the cattle upon a thousand hills, they belong to our God. The heaven is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He is El Shaddai, all sufficient, never lacking, never needy, having everything, lacking nothing, all in his hands. He has it all. If you ever catch God, you will be catching everything. If you ever have God, you will be having everything. If you have God, you have everything. For in him and by him, all things consist, whether they be in heaven and on earth. Your God is not a broke God. Your God does not live on budget. Your God does not wait for Senate to decide his spendings. He spends lavishly. For he is a God that giveth generously, and he upbraideth not. Nothing taken from God can reduce our God. Nothing taken from God can reduce his income. He does not get income from anyone. For all he gets comes from him. Somebody shout El Shaddai. I'll stop it here because I think I'm overloading you tonight. All sufficient. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. All sufficient. Listen to me. He can do anything he wants to do. He says anything he wants to say. I'm going to say something right now. He can lift anybody he wants to lift up. Sir, anybody. He does not consult with people's opinion about. Now listen. Who like you doesn't matter. And who doesn't like you does not matter. If God likes you, your case is settled. What is about to happen in your life will make some people who are religious angry. You didn't hear what I just said? What is about to happen in your life will make some religious people angry. I will tell you why. This is what they will say. Not that one. So now God come bless. Eh? But you know they pray like me. Oh. Person know they go to church like me. Person know they give like me. Ah, the Bible says I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. My God cannot be advised by any. The Bible says he walketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He chooses who to bless. He chooses who to lift. And if God chooses to lift you, whosoever fight against you will go down for your sake. Something tells me to announce to you that God has turned his attention towards your lifting. I don't know what I just prayed for. God has turned his attention towards your lifting. Jehovah God will visit you. The El Shaddai will visit you. The mighty God will visit you. The all-sufficient one will visit you. What you don't have, he will become. I said what you don't have, Jehovah will become. He will become your resources. He will become your peace. He will become your joy. He will become your supply. He will become your strength. He will become your health. If you serve a living God, let your amen come alive.
Somebody say El Shaddai. All sufficient one. Sufficient for me. Yes, sir. Sufficient for me. 2014, why will my dreams come true? El Shaddai. How much will it cost to finish this project? Who will provide it? Rest, relax. You are stressing yourself too much. You are stressing yourself too much. El Shaddai has not lost his potency. All sufficient. Self-sufficient. Never run dry. No. Always available. Never too busy to listen to you. Am I talking to anybody here? My God will not fail you. My Father, Almighty God, will not fail you. The lifter up of our head will lift up your head. I said it will lift up your head. They needed money to pay, and they couldn't find money in the account. Jesus became the manifestation of El Shaddai. Jesus said, how much you guys have? We need to pay tax. They said, Master, there's nothing in our church account. He said, okay, that's all right. That doesn't mean you should now tell them that we don't have money to pay. He said, hold on. If you don't have money in your church account, that doesn't mean that the church doesn't have money. Peter, John, follow him. You will go to the sea, to the riverside, in the next 30 minutes. Make sure you are there at about 30 minutes. The all-sufficient one just sent a fish. And how much do we need? We need about 10,000. Okay, that's all right. The all-sufficient one has put money. Fish has now become bank printing and minting. That was where ATM began. Just make sure when you get there, you have to press the pin. If you tell the fish that your wife has need, the money won't come from the fish. That's a wrong pin number. If you tell the fish you want to buy a suit, the fish won't, it will run. Because that's a wrong password. But if you want the fish to vomit it, just press MINISTRY, ministry. And if that one, they say password denied, just press JES. And the Bible says when he got there, fish brought coins. Where did fish brought the coin from? And gave them the exact amount that a church. Nikamatu ligabayada. I'm about to prophesy. I think my time is gone. I need to just start praying here. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Time is gone. I'll stop it here because of time. We'll continue tomorrow. Sir, the total money a ministry needed at a dying moment came from the mouth of a fish. The fish could not eat the coin. The fish carried the coin but could not eat it. Could not spend it. He was carrying it about. This coin belonged to somebody. This coin belonged to somebody. The fish went towards Egypt. The current were moving him back towards Jerusalem. Because the person that the fish carried this coin for is not in Egypt. The currents moved the fish. Those who are sensitive in the spirit are already receiving what I'm saying. The current! The fish want to swim towards Nineveh and say, no, you're not going that way. That coin belonged to somebody. The fish perhaps saw where they were selling new shoes. And the fish wanted to use it. Hey! El Shaddai said, don't try that. And the one that put bread in the mouth, I put meat in the mouth of ravens. And I don't give them hunger to eat it. Because when I send somebody to you, he must deliver what he has carried for you.
Somebody's going to key into that now. Because that's what is going to happen. I'm painting the picture of what El Shaddai will do. That big project before you, that you're wondering how you're going to finish. That big thing you want to do. That thing you've been trying to do. That miracle you've been trusting God for. The fish wanted to go and spend, saw this new car. Ah, they just brought this Lamborghini. And the fish wanted to use the coin. And he, El Shaddai said, what do you want to do? Do you know what it means to carry money but you can't spend it? Swimming in the waters. With God. Sir, throughout the period while the fish was carrying the coin, he could not eat anything. And at the same time, he couldn't throw the coin away. He couldn't eat anything. And he couldn't, because you see, the reason why he couldn't eat is because there's coin in his mouth. At the same time, he could not throw it away. Because it belongs to a ministry. It belongs to a minister. It belongs to a child of God. It belongs to an Harvest House member. Hello, sir. Please, I want to break somebody's mentality here so that you don't miss your miracle. Don't forget the coin did not come from the apostles. Don't miss it. The coin did not come from a normal quarter. The coin. This coin that God is bringing your way. Sir. The coin will, when the coin comes, you will have to wash it. Because it's covered with blood and so many other things. I won't say too much. Because maturity levels are different here. The coin will not come from churchgoers. It didn't come from Brother Andrew. It didn't come from Pastor Peter. It came from fish. 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 With scales. Very rough fish. Scales all over the body. But there's coin inside. And the coin inside is the exact coin that ministry needed. To bring out the fish. But the fish will not join the ministry. Just collect the coin and let the fish. So thy sister doesn't miss what I'm saying. Collect the coin, but don't marry the fish. You have to collect. And please don't forget that you're not supposed to kiss the fish. You have to collect the coin. You are not going to lie on the same bed with the fish. Because the fish still has scales. The fish belongs to the water. You belong to the word. So collect the... Young man, collect the coin. Is that okay? Don't dip your hand into the fish, young man. Just collect the coin. Don't put your hand inside to the door. No. Collect the... Collect the... Let's not see you and the fish take a picture and put it on Instagram. That's what I'm saying. Let's not see picture of you and fish on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Collect. And let the fish, and then you continue. For thou shalt meet with three men going up, they shall give thee, thou shalt receive from them. And when you are come to the mount of God, let them go where they are going to. You go to the mount of God. Can I? My time is gone. Do you are looking at me? Because I know the one you want. I know the one that will be easy for you now. Can we round up? Can we round up this way now? No, you have to round up, please. We want you to leave early. Is that okay? So you come early, we'll finish. Can I declare by the Spirit of God? I've been speaking and I've been trying to paint graphic pictures, but I was actually telling you what shall befall Israel. And very few of you will receive it, and you will testify of what I'm saying. Supernaturally, under this God, strange men and women will carry resources and deliver to you. I don't know what I'm praying for. Supernaturally, Jehovah will send men and women into your life. Resource carriers will come into your life. Resource carriers will come to help you. Resource carriers will come to help you. Resource carriers will bring resources. Resource carriers will come into your life. Resource carriers will come into your life. They will bring what you need. In the name of Jesus Christ, your lack is over. Your lack is over. I speak to the north. I speak to the south. I speak to the west. I speak to the east. Give up their fishes. Give up their resource carriers. Give them up. They will give them up. In the name of Jesus, your resource carriers are coming. Coming from the north. Coming from the south. Coming from the east. Coming from the west. Carry your resources. You will connect with them. I pray you will connect with them. God will connect you with them. Jehovah will connect you with them. If you serve a living God, serve him. As I close, let me declare this. It's what I see. I said the fish was carrying the coin. I wanted to go to Egypt, but the currents brought him to come and meet with the person that will need him. And the person also arrived at the sea right at the time when the fish was commanded to arrive there. Huh. Now this is where the fear lies. May I not miss my timing? Harvest House, if there's any prayer I would not want you to play with, is the one I'm about to pray. All the one about bringing your resource carriers, all the one about bringing your fish with the coin in them, fantastic prayer. But if you miss the time of connecting with them, your time of visitation would have come, but you missed it. That was what happened to Israel. Their time came, but they missed it. Are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? Sister, it's not every man that qualifies to be your husband. There's a man that carries the seed in him that your womb has been designed to carry. Please, your womb is not for any kind of seed. That is why God kills some women. When they open their womb to the wrong seed. There's a man that carries the seed. You know the case of Judah and Tamar? If Judah had waited, sir, his real wife was Tamar. But the man was in a rush and went to marry. Now, listen, sir. He went to marry a woman that produced 3 children. You would have thought that's a successful marriage. That's why I don't always use result to determine whether something is good. Who would have ever known that the woman will eventually lose her life? And that our 2 sons will lose their life. And the last one will not amount to anything. We don't know his name. That whole setup was wiped out. Having slept with the sons of Judah without being impregnated. The Bible said the father was only passing once, one night. One contact. Boom, she took him. A woman that the sons have slept with. You are not barren. It's just that you have been connecting with the wrong people. There's nothing wrong with your life. It's just that you've been connecting with too many bad people. That's why you've not been impregnated. That's why your destiny has not been birthed. You have not connected with people that will inspire the birth of great things in your life. You are great. It's just that you are connected wrongly. She slept with the firstborn, no results. Slept with the second one, no results. One night with Judah, boom, the Bible says she took it. Gave birth to what will eventually produce Jesus. The message was clear, sir. Don't forget this. The Bible said when he was going to sleep with her, she said, give me something as a token. God made it so that when he was to sleep with her, how can a man be traveling and not carry money? God did not make him remember to carry money. I'll tell you why. When it was time to sleep with her, she said, give me money. The man said, I don't have money with me here. She said, give me something. The man carried the staff. Don't forget, the staff is a symbol of authority for Judah. The staff, the rod shall not depart from Judah. Not the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the Lord give from before him, until Shiloh comes. Kings were to be produced by him. And that scepter was a symbol of authority. Is that okay, sir? Now watch this carefully. Because God knows that if she reveals herself, he will not marry her. So the lady said, give to me money. He said, I don't have. She said, give me what you have. And the man carried the scepter of authority of Judah. That was the day he conferred honor on the woman to become the one that qualifies to carry the seed that will eventually produce Messiah. You see, some of you singles here, you've had breakups and you're crying. You're wondering why you broke up with the other guy. You wonder why he walked away from my life. He has to walk away because Judah that carries your seed is coming with his scepter. Get ready, I'm about to pray. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. It's too much for you this night. You have had too much food this night. That's the benefit of fasting. All right, get ready now. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice here, who needs you to be the all-sufficient God for them, I pray that from tonight, you will begin to send their resource carriers. And your children will not miss their divine appointment. You will not miss your time. You will not miss your time. You will not miss your time. In 2014, you will not miss your timing. You will be at the right place at the right time. You will be at the right place at the right time and meet the right people. You will be at the right place, right time, and meet right people. You will be at the right place, right time, right people, right resources. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I speak into the heavenlies over you that the heavens will cause you to be sensitive. The heavens will cause you to go to where you need to go to, when you need to go there. The heavens will lead you to connect with those that you need to connect to, when you need to connect to them. If you receive a shout of big amen in the house of God, give the Lord some hand clap in the house if you believe it. Would you give the Lord a shout of praise if you can? Somebody shout El Shaddai. You're going to say it again, but I'll tell you how to say it. You will shout El Shaddai. And calm down. As you shout El Shaddai, you are not shouting for me to hear. You are shouting for your spirit to hear. A sower went out to sow, and the word fell on good soil and produced. Charles Carp teaches us that when he said the sower went to sow, he says, like your mouth. He said, the word, the seed that was sown was a word. When you speak out to your hearing, it is a seed entering into your heart. That's why you speak the word, that it might enter your ear and come into your heart and produce result. So you're going to shout El Shaddai, and as soon as you say that, you will say, it's sufficient for me. It's sufficient for me. You will say that three times. El Shaddai is sufficient for me. El Shaddai is sufficient for me. And shout the last one, El Shaddai, is sufficient for me. Would you do that? 1, 2, 3, go!
El Shaddai is sufficient.
Again!
El Shaddai is
sufficient. Finally!
El Shaddai is sufficient.
If you believe that, shout out, yes! Were you blessed tonight? Tell me the honest truth. Were you blessed tonight? Is your dream possible? Will the facts stop you? Will what is stop what can be? Where will your eyes be? Truth or fact? What would you be building your life on? Truth or fact?
Truth.
Are facts real or not?
Real.
But for people like us, the just shall live by?
Faith.
No, the just shall live by facts. This is what the Lord said. Sorry, PJ. I don't know if I missed it. Okay, no, it's open. Please read it.
Now, this was on Sunday afternoon. We've not had any discussion with Pastor. He said the inconsistency between the picture of life my people see of themselves now and the picture painted by the declaration of the prophetic word from his true servant. This inconsistency is not strange, but I want my people to know that I will always watch over my word to perform it. Fret not at how long it has been between the time you got the prophetic word and what you are currently seeing in your life. You don't currently look like the declared word, but that does not negate the word spoken, because the word spoken will surely come to pass. As I live, saith the Lord, you will see a performance of every word that has been hanging over you.
Come on, would you put your hands together and give God some praise about it?